Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
76513.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Richard Beller.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you please verify your mailing address?
1632 Lacey Ridge Drive, Belton, Texas.
Thank you. And so I do see here, looks like you paid the shipping.
I should not have paid anything. There was a charge. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that I do see here that this was on February 15th. Looks like it was the pulse oximeter warranty bundle that was refunded. It was for the $11.94. And then you were charged.
$56. Was that refunded?
Let me see.
That's the first one that I noticed. When that charge was made, it was made at 6:30 or 7:30 Eastern time while I was still in bed in Texas.
Right,
I
yes,
did
sir.
Not
so
make
the,
that purchase.
Right, yes, sir. So it's an online service. So basically, when you paid the shipping for the pulse oximeter, that was a free gift. And then you were charged the $54.95, and that was for the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Why did I get charged that?
Well, did you receive a pulse oximeter?
No.
Okay. Well, it looks like it was for a smartwatch on February 15th. Okay. Well, if you did not sign up for this, then I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get you connected with our fraud for further assistance.
Well, what has occurred is because of those two charges, I called my credit card company, and they have closed my account for the fraud on those two charges. And so Capital One is supposed to be working with your company to get those both refunded. And one of them, the $11.94, has been refunded. The $56.95 has not been refunded.
Okay. Right, and so that's what I'm explaining. Since you did not make the charge, I was saying that I can get you connected with our fraud for further assistance because we have a fraud department as well.
Okay.
And let me see.
I think I'm understanding how this thing how it happened. I did a survey for Lowe's department store for a purchase I had made from Lowe's. And somebody got my credit card information from that survey. I do not know how, but I did not do it.
Okay. Well, yes, sir, I understand completely. And I'll be getting you connected shortly. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.